Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Mammoth Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTH and on the OTC markets under the symbol MMRF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Thomas Atkins. Now, just as a reminder, we introduced this company back at the tail end of February, so please click that label below that says Mammoth Resources if you want to listen to that intro interview. Really gives an overview of the company. But Thomas, I wanted to bring you back on just for a general update on the exploration activities that have been underway at this Tenariba project in the Sierra Madre precious metals belt in Mexico. Over the last about month and a half, really since March, there's been a fair bit of news regarding the surface work that has been completed here. Can you give us a general update of all this work that's happened in the last month and a half and how that's progressing you towards some more exploration, please?
Yeah, thanks, Corey, for this opportunity. So we've just announced another 2.4 kilometers of our surface IP mag geophysics. So we're modeling this surface IP mag geophysics in a three-dimensional model, and we're combining with that various attributes from the surface. So that includes soil geochemistry. It includes chip and channel samples. I mean, there's over 3,000 surface samples. Plus, there's 26 drill holes. So in the 3D modeling, we're incorporating all of this information with the geophysics so we can target the best opportunities for drilling, including step outs from previous successes and all new areas over a 5 to 6 kilometer trend of mineralization.
So then where does that leave the company as you are still working through this, as you said, about 5 kilometer trend, just released news on 2.4 kilometers of it. Is it just going to be continued news flow out of this geophysics then?
Well, for the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're waiting the geophysicists that are assisting us in this 3D modeling and interpretation. Of course, they've got other clients, but we're working with them to advance the remaining 2.5 or so kilometers of the interpretation. And then from that, we'll be able to see, really the opportunities for drill targeting over this, 5 to 6 kilometer trend. And so the next steps for us is to complete this 3D modeling and this consolidation of information, interpretation. And from that, we'll be speaking of drill targets over this 5 to 6 kilometer trend. Yeah, those are the next steps.
Now, any thought on when drilling could start, or is it just simply still too early because you don't have the rest of this geophysics back?
Well, we know we're aiming towards drilling, so that's not a question. I mean, the reason we're doing all this work is to come up with drill targets. And so, that's imminent, but, we need to do this interpretation work first. And then from that, we'll be looking at going out, with these targets and doing the fundraising for the drill program. And we're hoping for, anywhere from 20 to 60 drill holes, depending on how much we're able to finance.
Now, are there any other projects or models that you guys are working off that really could help guide some more of this drilling or could give somebody some insights on what is the potential here?
Well, look, at our nearest neighbors in the Sierra Madre of this type of deposit, which is a high sulfidation gold, silver with some copper. I want to remind that we did get a 7.2 meter interval grading 3.6% copper in the western end of this 6 kilometer trend. And that, so the types of analogous systems to ours, high sulfidations, includes Alamos Gold's Mulatos, and that's a 6.2 million ounce deposit, Agnico Eagle's La India, which is about 2.5 million ounces, and the now depleted El Sazel, which was a Goldcorp / Newmont, and that was close to 2 million ounces. So those are analogous systems in the Sierra Madre to the type of metallogenic system we have at Tenariba, high sulfidation.
So when we last chatted as well, there were also some historic drill results that we touched on that had some very high-grade gold. Are any of these playing into the plans or estimated plans for drilling here?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And you know, I say that with such confidence because, you know, we've drilled these holes, we've gotten these great intersections, but we really haven't done the step outs on them. So all of those continue to be opportunities. And that, so we're not just doing this, you know, this geophysics and this modeling, trying to find new targets. I mean, we have all of those intervals that that we're still looking at. You know, what's the best direction as far as doing step outs? Where do we see this, the trends continuing in the geophysics? And you know, there's some, as you mentioned, some very good intervals there. I mean, you know, 27 meters of 4 gram per ton gold as one example, and then we've got that that copper interval as well with 7.2 meters of 3.6% copper, so with some gold and silver. So yeah, we've got all of that stuff. Like, you know, look at all of those areas, all of these holes are still open in all directions. So that's part of this targeting as well.
So you really just need to finish off some of this targeting work, the surface work, and then step out from these holes, right? Just see what the potential size and scale is. You're not really close to issuing a resource. It's more just about showing what the potential could be when you can step out from these holes.
Yeah, no, exactly. We're not at the resource stage yet, but of course, every drill hole you put in moves you closer to that. You know, and if we're able to get, you know, 50 to 60 holes into the deposit, you know, I think after that, I think, you know, I would think you'd have the opportunity where you could start to sketch out some resources. That would be our objective.
Yeah, and you're really not looking at drilling deep holes here, right? You're looking at targets close to surface, more of an open pittable situation.
Yeah, Corey, we've got so much gold on surface over this, you know, 6 kilometer trend, and it's open, you know, east-west still. It's hard not to think that it wouldn't be open pittable. And then the other side of that is, you know, as far as drilling, we're basically targeting 100 to 120 meters depth because, you know, if it's an open pit and we've got mineralization on surface and we're intersecting either, you know, surface down to 100, 120 meters or in and around 120 meters depth, you know, if we got it on surface and we're getting the intervals down there, you know, I'm pretty confident it's continuous. And so that's really our objective is to show that that potential continuity from surface down to those depths, and people will be able to look and say, look, I see an open pit potential here.
Okay. So really just continuing to do the work needed to get into drilling. You do still need to raise some money. Summarize for us then, and everybody watching this stock, what they can expect in terms of news flow in the next couple of weeks or months.
Yeah, so we hope to be able to complete the balance of the interpretation on this, you know, little bit more than 5 kilometer trend of geophysics. I say infill because we're going over with new technology, applying new methods to the prior survey, but infilling about 60% of an area that we hadn't even covered. So we had sporadic testing of the geophysics. We're infilling this 60%, going over some of the other data as well. So we've got a complete geophysical program covering, you know, slightly over 5 kilometers of this 6 kilometer trend. And from that, you know, there's drill holes in there. We've got soil geochemistry, we have surface chip and channel samples, and consolidating all that information to find the best opportunities, both step out drilling from prior successes and whole new targets along that trend, for, you know, hopefully a substantive drill program that will start to move us towards identifying a resource at Tenariba.
Well, Thomas, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get those answered for you, but really seems like we're just waiting for a bit more of that geophysical work to be done, as well as, well, the move towards drilling. Thomas, I appreciate the update. Thank you, and we'll follow up again as some more news hits the market.
Thanks so much, Corey.